You're listening to Counterculture on RCR.
Reality Check Radio.
Welcome to Kiwi Farm, established 1840. Davy Piglet was beyond excited. With Oinky and Winnie being away working on the inter-farm cooperations at Uncle Sam's, this has meant Davy has been left in charge with the keys to the farmhouse. These were tossed over Oinky's shoulder at Davy as he and Winnie took the inter-farm bus out the gate a week or so ago. Davy longed for this position. No, he dreamed of it, coveted it with a burning intensity. And now, here he was, with a dress rehearsal of sorts. Well, that's how he saw it. Davy was preparing for a press conference. He had had the farmhouse steps all prepared and ready and was going to address the diminished flock of sheep and perhaps a few stragglers from the outer paddock up on the knoll. Whatever and whoever turned up, Davy, he was ready. He'd much to discuss. There was the continued ill discipline from the Free Rangers. Darling Taker, a freshly minted member of their ilk, had been ejected from the party for indiscretions in her own sty, but refused to give up her seat at the Farmhouse General Assembly. Much to the chagrin of Showy Salbrick, who desperately wanted her gone, but was left with a Clayton's choice of forcibly removing her using a farmhouse bylaw that she and the other Free Rangers had previously vehemently opposed, or saying nothing and be faced with the failure of her recent elevation to co-leader. Moonbeam, of course, just smiled vacantly. This, of course, was met with great mirth by Davy, who despised the Free Rangers almost as much as they despised him. So seeing Maple Leaf Bacon, Glory the Persian Pussy, and our darling Taker all leaving stains on the Free Rangers' reputations, well, this made Davy Piglet very happy indeed. Davy smiled stiffly in the mirror, straightened his best pink tie and made his way up the farmhouse steps to address the press pack. Pack? Well, that was a bit of an overstatement, since the ranks had thinned in recent months and a larger contingent were off scarpering with Winnie and Oinky over at Uncle Sam's. So standing in front of Davy was an old ram who he had thought was retired, a battle-hardened ewe who had very little time for the piglet and was giving her best mutton dressed as lamb impersonation, and a small flock of young lambs who barely looked weaned in Davy's eyes. Oh well, he sighed, and stood up straight and started delivering his address.
Thank you for attending today, started Davy. I'd like to announce my personal crusade to end excessive red tape and bureaucracy here at the farmyard.
The sheep all muttered, but appeared distracted. No one was paying attention to Davy at all.
Look, are you listening? Asked Davy.
Yeah, I'm sorry, mate,
rasped out the old ram.
It appears that someone has taken pot shots at Ronald Rumpup at a rally at Uncle Sam's, and Slow Joe find him, he's become even more dazed and confused than usual. Yeah, look, sorry, Dave, we've all got to go.
And with that, no preamble, the sheep just scarpered, and David was left standing alone on the front stoop with no one looking on except an old goat and a few stray chickens. Meanwhile, at Uncle Sam's, Oinky and Winnie had their hands full. A near roasting of Rump now paints an entirely different picture of the upcoming election at Sam's, and Oinky was out of his depth. He was excited to attend the International Farm Security Meeting, feeling puffed up and important. But now, in light of recent events, the polished porcine was feeling a little out of his depth. Winnie Ben stood next to Oinky and stared out of the rented barn window they occupied. Took a drag on a cigar and a sip of his whiskey.
Yeah, nasty business politics,
he said.
Up one day, down the next. It's finding the middle ground that's the challenge.
Oinky turned to the wily old donkey, paused, unsure if he wanted to know the answer to his next question.
And where do you find the middle ground in all of this, Winnie?
Winnie glanced wistfully at Oinky, narrowed his eyes, and sighed.
By learning to lead and not just following.
And with a swish of his tail and a trail of cigar smoke, Winnie Bean trotted out of the room.
See you at home, Oinky. I've got a truck to catch.
And with that, he was gone. Tune in next week to Kiwi Farm for the latest developments exclusively here on Counterculture on Reality Check Radio.
Are you loving what you're hearing? Well, the establishment hates it, and right now they're conjuring up new ways to try and censor RCR. To ensure you never miss a beat of the hard-hitting news you've come to know and love, make sure you're on the RCR mailing list. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.